Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship as we look to God as the strength of our lives.
I open my eyes to the sound of morning news and wish for 10 more minutes left to sleep. And as I get into the shower, the thoughts of facing one more day overwhelm me and I begin to weep. And I've never felt like I've needed your help so bad. And though my tears are pushed away now, for the sake of morning rush, till the Bible on the table catches my eye and I read that you are near to the hearts that break with grief, and I realize that I don't have to try to live life myself, because you're
God, you are the strength of our lives. You are omnipotent, the only all-powerful God, providing us with all the strength we will ever need in our lives. Strength to do your will, to stand up for what is right, and make it through any tests or trials. Your word tells us that your eyes search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to you. And the joy of our relationship with you is our strength. Father in heaven, you know us. Please give us strength for this day as we invest this hour in your presence. You are listening to A Call to Worship. Thank you very much for listening to this call to worship. I want to especially thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry, of course. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, please consider a donation to help keep this on your local station. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You'll also find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you are able to listen to this program as well as past programs right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Oh,
Today we're looking at the strength that we have access to through God. The Lord gave these instructions to Moses for the Israelites. For 7 days, the bread you eat must be made without yeast. Then on the seventh day, celebrate a feast to the Lord. Eat bread without yeast during those 7 days. In fact, there must be no yeast bread or any yeast at all found within the borders of your land during this time. On the seventh day, you must explain to your children, I am celebrating what the Lord did for me when I left Egypt. This annual feast will be a visible sign to you, like a mark branded on your hand or forehead. Let it remind you always to recite this teaching of the Lord. With a strong hand, the Lord rescued you from Egypt. God worked in and through, and sometimes in spite of them. And using the example of the children of Israel again from Deuteronomy 11, therefore be careful to obey every command I am giving you today, so you may have strength to go in and take over the land you are about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to you and your ancestors and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, David gave Solomon, his son, these instructions. Be careful now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. 1 Chronicles 18. Be committed to God, and He will give you strength. These words from 2 Chronicles. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. And from Ephesians 6, Paul, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From 2 Corinthians 12, Paul, quoting the Lord, said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul's response was, therefore, most gladly will I rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In Psalm 71, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. And Philippians 4, a verse familiar to all of us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In Colossians 1, I also labor striving according to His working, which works in me mightily. Back in 2 Corinthians 4, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And Nehemiah 8, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy, are the words from Colossians 1. My personal life verse, since I was back in high school a few years ago, 1 Corinthians 6:16-13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Well, the psalmist David knew where his strength came from in Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Isaiah knew where his strength came from. In Isaiah 12, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Well, those are good examples, but how do we find strength? In Proverbs 14, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. And we find strength in the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Those words from Proverbs 18. We also find strength in His presence. The encouraging words, be strong and courageous, are found many times in the Bible, several times in the book of Joshua. After Moses died, God spake to Joshua and said, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And God's word gives us strength. From Daniel 10, don't be afraid, he said, for you are very precious to God. Peace. Be encouraged. Be strong. As he spoke these words to me, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. And spiritual strength comes from knowing God. Knowing His word and spiritual maturity that comes with that. 1 John 2, I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith, because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts, and you have won your battle with the evil one. From Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Some trust in chariots, but our strength is in the Lord our God.
Trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of our God.
In the name of our God.
We will trust in the name of our God.
Trust in the name of our God.
This is your call to worship.
Power.
Call to worship today has focused on the strength that we have in Almighty God. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program is important to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard on this program today. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, has the strength to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Jesus, I am. Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings,